Kyle Chisholm here at the Vegas SMX finale. Rough night for you, crashed in the first one. But you did salvage some decent points to get a decent result in SMX, so not all bad, right?
Yeah, it was a rough one. Not how I drew it up today. Rode really good last weekend. You know, 12th at Sakamoto in Texas, and felt good this week. Honestly, though, I woke up middle of the night Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, not feeling very good, so I didn't ride anymore the rest of the week. I actually delayed my flight till Friday to get here. So I've been under the weather all week. I feel a little bit better, but still not great from that. And then first lap of the first moto, got taken out by another rider. Not on purpose, just a racing thing. Christian, Craig, got a little squirrely, clipped my front end, and we both went down and hit the ground pretty hard. It took me a while to get up and kind of get going, and questioned of even riding the second moto, but I had to get some points. I had to, you know, get something out there. So toughed it out, made it through, but man, I'm not feeling that good right now. Between getting over being sick and then hitting the ground pretty hard. The dirt here in Vegas was not soft either, so didn't feel very good. But all in all, after all the bad stuff, still ended up, you know, in the money, you know, for the points. So that was the main goal with all these, obviously. A little bummer to end that way, but like I said, take the good with the bad. You know, made some money, and I'm healthy for the most part. So yeah, all good.
Track-wise today, I haven't really asked many people about this, but was it much better than Dallas, the same as Charlotte, anything? Like, where was it?
So I liked the Dallas track. The dirt was just terrible.
Yeah.
I think if we had good dirt there, it would have shaped up to be a pretty good track. The dirt just really limited your ability to move around and had to be very precise and careful with the throttle. So so for me, I'm partial because I rode good the second moto. I kind of figured it out, right? So I figured it out. I figured out how to ride that. Did good. So I kind of had a good vibe with it, right? Today, I would say the dirt's a little better here because it's kind of looser. It's hard, but it still kind of shapes up into like some berms you can find. But the layout of this place to me was terrible. It was just super tight through the middle. You couldn't make passes with the walls, with the drag strip. You got to turn over a bump and it's short straightaways, and it's either short stuff or just wide open back and forth like we saw at Charlotte.
Yeah.
And man, not to talk bad because everybody does what they can, but I feel like the drag strips just aren't ideal for what we need. I feel like in Atlanta Speedway, Texas Speedway, Chicago last year, we're all good. The Coliseum was cool. That was, you know, a little bit different, more supercrossy. Yeah, these drag strips, I just don't feel like they don't allow the track guys what parameters they have to, you know, do to make the track safe for us. It just doesn't allow them to be creative enough to give us a good racing track. So yeah, it's a little bit of a bummer.
Well, if we keep coming back to drag strips, like, is there anything they can do with like those transitions over the barriers or anything different you think that would make it better?
I don't know. I'd have to sit down and look, and I know a few of those guys. And like I said, they're all good people. Dirtworks guys, if you watch this, screw you. No, just kidding. No, I talked to a couple of the guys and Alex regularly, like weekly, you know what I mean? So kind of give them, you know, bust their balls.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm kidding, obviously, when I say that. But, yeah, just I don't know. I'd have to sit down with those guys and try to get creative. It's tough. I can throw ideas, but then they'll be like, yeah, but we have this thing or this thing. And there's just a lot that they have to kind of work around as well. So I know they do all they can, but I would love to, you know, I've told them this too. I'd love to give them any input I can from a racer's perspective to try to just help us have a good racetrack. So yeah, we'll look at it, and we have a year. I know it'll go by quick, but we have a year to kind of think about it, and try to hopefully be more, give the fans a better racetrack too for to watch us race on.
Last thing I'll ask you, we just see now Phil retiring. Pretty much everyone from your generation's kind of done now. How much longer are you going to keep going, Chiz?
Well, now you have to crop in the Wolf of Wall Street, Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm not leaving. I don't know. I want to race again next year. We're still working stuff out with the team. Obviously, I still technically have a deal with them for next year, but we left it open because when I did this deal 2 years ago, I didn't think I was going to want to race 3 years later. I honestly didn't even know about this year when I had signed it back then. But at this point, I kind of want to race. I would like to race at least Supercross. I don't know about – I really don't want to do the full season again, 31 races. It's tough, but I would like to do Supercross, maybe a couple outdoors, and then if I make it into these or do the LCQs, you know, something like this. Kind of be my idea. And World Supercross, maybe if it's around again next year, would be ideal for me next year. So still a lot of racing. Supercross, maybe some playoffs and World Supercross, but we'll talk with the team and we're kind of we're working on that now. So I don't think you've seen the last of me, if it's up to me. So yeah, we'll try again next year.